living animations that do not depend upon your imagination, but they certainly will respond to it. But they are considered independently massive cosmic animations proceeding from the mind of the pleromic aeons at the core of this galaxy. And what the pleromic aeons provide for human animals on Earth, where the divine Sophia herself exists in material immanence, what they provide via the constellations are a massive feedback device so that we can learn to recognize and develop and actualize the powers of divine imagination invested in us. That challenge, that adventure, to own and master the powers of your own imagination, is what lies at the basis of this study in Celestics. So in concluding this lesson, I'd like to return your attention to the page of Celestics, where you scroll down to the composite stars that I traced off the Klimt line drawing. So look again at those composite stars. Then scroll down and look at one of the possible signatures that could be made of those stars. It's not the only one, but let's say that is one of the signatures suggested by observing those stars. And let me ask you this. Where are those two girls when you look at that signature with the composite? Where are they? Don't you see them there? Don't you see the upper star on the forehead of the girl behind? Don't you see the lower star to the right, the largest star in the composite, at the belly button of the girl behind? Well, if you do, then you are designing that constellation with your own imagination. And that is how it's always been done, how it was done, it's how we're doing it now, and how it's always going to be done. You can trust me on that.